chapter 6. Hoy to them that are complacent in Zion, and have their bitachon in Har Shomron, the notables of the foremost Goyim to whom Beis Yisrael comes. Pass ye unto Kalneh, and see, and from thence go ye to great Hamat. Then go down to Gat of the Philistim. Be they better than these Mamlechot, or their territory more vast than your territory? Ye that put far away the Yom Ra, and cause the Shevet Hamas to come near, that lie upon beds of ivory, and stretch themselves upon their couches, and eat the lambs out of the zone, and the calves from the stall, who prattle to the tune of the Nevel, like Dovid Hamelech, they invent string instruments, that drink yain in sacrificial bowls, and anoint themselves with the finest ointments, but they are not grieved for the Shever Yosef. Therefore now shall they go into captivity at the head of the Golas, and the merry shouting of the revelers will die. Adonai Hashem hath sworn by himself, saith Hashem Elohei Tzabaos, I abhor the Gaon Yaakov, and hate his fortresses. Therefore will I deliver up the city with all that is therein. And it shall come to pass, if there remain Asara Anashim in one base, they shall die. And a man's relative shall take him up, and he that burieth him, to carry out the bones out of the base, and shall say unto him still hiding inside, Is there yet any with thee? And he shall say, Not one. Then shall he say, Hold thy tongue, for the Shem Hashem is not to be invoked. For he nay, Hashem commandeth, and he will strike the Beis HaGadol into ruins and the Beis HaKatan into pieces. Do Susim run upon the rock? Do men plow there with oxen? For ye have turned Mishpat into poison, and the Pri of Tzedakah into wormwood. Ye which rejoice over what is worthless, which say, Have we not taken to us horns? By Hazakenu, but Hineni, I will raise up against you a Goy, O Beis Yisrael, saith Hashem Elohei Tzavaos, and they shall afflict you from the territory of Hamat unto the Wadi of the Arava.